This is our last meeting of the afternoon. This meeting is going to be with CVS. Our speaker is Erin Lauridson. Leslie is going to introduce her, and then I'm going to do some door prizes.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here for the last session with CVS. Erin, thank you for being here on Zoom. We really appreciate you guys. They are a gold sponsor this weekend, a $1,000 sponsor. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Erin. We really appreciate you. You can take it away, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm glad if I'm your last meeting of the day that I'm standing between you and door prizes. I feel like that's good news. So
door prizes are a good thing, but nobody ever seems to want to win the door. So we have to go on to the door prizes. Before I start, we have ACB Media is wonderful, and they're doing a great job in helping us set up our Zoom meetings, get everything set up. This is the ACB Zoom Media Room with camera, and our host is Desi. Our monitor is Larry, and our streamer is Darcy. Rick Morin is in charge of the ACB Media team, and he's kind of led us along, and he and Cecily have done a great job with this. In our room here, Ryan Cordell has been manning our camera. And in the ACB audio room, John Ridge Richards managed the board, and he will be streaming and setting up our podcasts when the meeting is over. So Erin, go ahead, please. Take it away.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to make a quick adjustment to my computer so you don't hear my screen reader in the background. There we go. So hi, everybody. I am Erin Lauridson, and I work at CVS Health, and we are so proud to be a sponsor of your Florida Council of the Blind Convention this weekend, and I'm so happy to be joining you today to share a little bit about some work we're doing at CVS Health. Part of our mission is that everyone's path to healthier is barrier-free. So one of the ways that we do that is through a product called SpokenRx. That's what I'm mostly going to share with you today. But before I jump into that, I want to tell you a little about myself. Since I'm joining you virtually from my home office in Berkeley, California, I checked. You have warmer weather than me, but I did hear that maybe you have some thunderstorms today. So maybe not better weather, but you're definitely winning the warmer and more comfortable temperatures. It's been a little foggy in the Bay this morning. But here I am. If some things you would notice about me if I was joining you in person, I am blind myself. I use screen readers and Braille. I've been blind since birth. I also have a guide dog, guiding eyes, Neptune. He's a big black lab with the biggest head you've ever seen and a very wiggly body. So if you hear any snoring during this brief presentation, let's hope that it's him and that I don't put the rest of you to sleep talking here. I know you've had a full day of meetings and this is the last one, but I will be pretty brief today. So I'm a member of the CVS Health Accessibility Team. I've been working with that team since September of 2021. There are a number of people with disabilities working at CVS Health and contributing to making sure that our products and services are accessible. So the thing I want to share with you today is SpokenRx. SpokenRx is your prescription talking. This is a product that was developed in collaboration with the American Council of the Blind. Feedback from folks at ACB all the way through the process from the inception to having it in stores. And even today, we get regular feedback from our friends at ACB about SpokenRx. So SpokenRx is available at all local CVS pharmacies. If you fill a prescription at a CVS pharmacy, you can have SpokenRx for free, no additional cost. All it needs is just that you request it and it gets added to your profile. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes. So see how many times I can say SpokenRx without sputtering. So SpokenRx uses small RFID tags. These are little round stickers that kind of feel like a price tag that are attached to your prescription bottles. But if you ever use transit passes to ride a train or bus, or even tap your credit card, it's the same type of chip where it can be read by a device at close range. We're talking maybe 4 to 6 inches away. And I'll talk in a few minutes about how that chip can be read. Before that happened, I was talking about how Spoken Rx works. It is an RFID tag, which is a small chip in a sticker, similar to the tag that might be in a transit card or a credit card that can be read at close range. And one thing about this is it gets attached at the pharmacy at the same time as your prescription is filled and the print label is printed. So it's all the same information up to date, filled as soon as your prescription is filled. Doesn't have to go anywhere else. Or have any delay from, that prescription coming from your doctor. When you pick it up at the pharmacy, it can have your Spoken Rx tag attached. You can read the Spoken Rx tags with your CVS Pharmacy app or with a standalone reader. And I'll go into a little bit more detail about those options. Also, it's available in English and in Spanish. So you can, when you register, you can indicate your language preference and have those tags in the language that you need them in, just like the labels can be. What does Spoken Rx tell you on your prescription? Now, this is something I wanted to mention because a lot of us, pre-talking prescription tags, we develop systems, maybe some rubber bands, maybe some bump dots, maybe some masking tape. Maybe some other scanning apps where we use our phones, cameras to take a look at the labels and just sort out our prescriptions one from another. I'm not here to judge. If that works for you, that is great. But Spoken Rx has a few pieces of information about your medication. So even if you have a way and you say, I always know what my pills are, I do it this way, or, I fill my pill boxes weekly, I have everything sorted out. There are pieces of information on the prescription label that we want to make sure are available to you, just like they are available to everyone else. So those include the patient name. So if you have multiple folks in your house with prescriptions, knowing who that prescription is for, the medication name and dosage, of course. I don't know about you, but some of those medication names are long and funky. And even if I kind of know what I'm doing when, if I needed to have a conversation with my doctor about that med, I might have to go back up and look up that medication name. The directions for the medication, when to take it, how to take it, are included on that Spoken Rx label. The discard after date. I recently went through all the medications and supplements in my house and found out that I had some over-the-counter meds from 2016 in here and some other things, and actually took them to my local CVS that had a safe drug disposal site and threw them all out. So maybe something that others as well have not thought about, but being able to check that discard after date when the medication has expired. Also, warning label information. There can be some really important things there. And your pharmacy phone number if you need to follow up for a refill or a question or anything about that prescription. There can also be other important information included on these Spoken Rx tags. So you might be wondering how you sign up. Again, this is at CVS Pharmacy. So if you have a prescription at CVS Pharmacy, that means you already have an account or a profile there in the CVS system. And you just need to request Spoken Rx. There are two ways to do that. One is to call or visit your local pharmacy. So if you're in there picking up a prescription or if you are calling your local pharmacy, you can just let them know that you are blind or visually impaired, that you're requesting Spoken Rx. Or you don't even have to be blind or visually impaired. If you would like to use it for a literacy or learning disability, or really for any reason, you can just ask for Spoken Rx. We have a new registration option that actually just rolled out last week, hot off the presses. And that is a short form on CVS.com. If you go to CVS.com and search for Spoken Rx, I will also follow up with your leadership with the announcement about that. They may already have it. But just in case, I'll make sure to circulate that link after today a link directly to the SpokenRx page. So you can fill out a short form with your name and contact information and date of birth in case your name is Jane Smith and we have lots of you. You just let us know where that pharmacy is that you fill those prescriptions, either it's address and city or it's phone number, and our team will find it and get you set up with SpokenRx. There's also an option on that form to sign up for somebody else. So if you are assisting a friend or family member who maybe is not as comfortable with technology, or if you're in your course of work, if you are a professional assisting other folks and you want to help someone else sign up, you can fill out that form on their behalf and indicate that on the sign-up form. So again, you can sign up either at your local pharmacy or by filling out this form on CVS.com. Once you are signed up, like I said, little stickers looking like price tags will start to be attached to your prescription bottles. And you might be wondering, how do you read them? So there are two ways, and this is kind of unique about SpokenRx because it was built in-house at CVS. Our option to read it in the app is part of the CVS Pharmacy app. So it is the same CVS Pharmacy app that anyone using CVS will have. It's the same app where you can shop from CVS. You can refill your prescriptions in the app, update your profile, any of those tasks. So in that same app, when you go to the pharmacy button, there is an option there for SpokenRx. I feel like I've already, you know, angered the tech karma today, so I'm not going to live demo the app because I'm connecting to Zoom in a little different way than I typically do, but I'll just talk you through this. So you go to the pharmacy part of the app, you choose SpokenRx, and that starts it scanning. Then you just hold that bottle with the sticker close to your phone. Now the RFID reader in your phone, if you've ever used Apple Pay, same positioning, but if you haven't, it's towards the top of the iPhone, kind of close to the selfie camera. So sort of that top front of your phone. This is also available in our Android app. Works the same way. You would go to pharmacy and go to SpokenRx. And the reader, the RFID readers on Android phones can be in a few different places. It might be more likely to be on the back of your Android phone, but because there are lots of different flavors of Android phones out there, you might need to move it around a little bit and just find how that works for your phone. I will also mention that if you are a screen reader user, you have full control of the information once your SpokenRx tag is scanned and that information comes up on your screen. You can swipe through it with your voiceover gestures or your talkback gestures the way that you typically would. So you can, you know, read it with a braille display. You can read it with text-to-speech. You can use your rotor if you need to spell out the name of that long, complicated medication that you can't remember. That's a personal story there. I can never remember them. So that is an option. If you are not a screen reader user, the app is self-voicing. So if there's no screen reader running, the app will just use your device's built-in text-to-speech and start reading the information off the label, and you can swipe left or right to move through it. So if you're a Zoom user, it will be on screen. You can take a look at it with Zoom if you'd like, but it is your prescription talking, so you can also hear it. It'll just be a self-voicing app for you. But it is built so that if you are using a screen reader, it's not going to talk over your screen reader to let you use your screen reader to read it. Now, if you are not a smartphone user or you just prefer your medication routines to be a little more analog, everything to be set up, you can get a standalone reader from your CVS pharmacy. Now, you can get one of these, so please don't get one and then go sell it on eBay and ask for another one. The first one is free. So the standalone reader is a small device, about the size of an Echo Dot, honestly, but with some buttons on it. So it has a volume dial that's also the on-off button. Then it has a speaker, and it has three simple buttons, a play, pause, a back and a forward, and you turn it on, you just set your bottle on it, and then press that play pause button to scan, and it will read out with text to speech on the standalone reader, and you can hear the prescription labels that way. Again, if you're kind of a multimodal person and you would like to view that information with your screen magnification, the phone app may be a better bet for that, because the standalone reader is audio only, but both of those options are available. And when you register, you can pick to, you know, it's not an either or, you can use both. But when you sign up online, you indicate yes or no, whether you want that standalone reader. And if you sign up in your pharmacy, you just let your pharmacist know. So just to wrap up here, if you need to learn more, if you're someone who likes to kind of have a walkthrough before you get started, the Hadley Institute partnered with CVS last year to make some walkthrough videos of Spoken Rx. They go through the iPhone app, the Android app, and the standalone reader in some really good detail. So if you are someone who is a member of the Hadley Institute or uses their materials, their website, you can definitely get that walkthrough there. Now, if you need help with Spoken Rx, either with the sign-up process or with just using it once you have it, there are a couple of ways to get in touch with CVS. One is to call 1-800-SHOP-CVS. And just let the customer care agents there know that you're calling about Spoken Rx so they can get things directed to your local pharmacy. The other one is an email address that we have set up just for accessibility. And you can use this for any accessibility issues with CVS, but it's especially useful for Spoken Rx because we do have an awesome team in our pharmacy operations side that works to just make sure that everything's running smoothly. So if you do have any issues, you can email accessibility@cvshealth.com. And again, don't forget the health, CVS Health, accessibility@cvshealth.com. And we will route that to the appropriate team who can assist with any issues. And that again is on the website that I will send out to Leslie and Katie to make sure anyone who needs it has access to it after this meeting, because there's a dedicated page on cvs.com for Spoken Rx. It's got all the information, the link to that new sign-up form that I mentioned, the Hadley Institute link, and the email address if you have any issues and need anyone to follow up. So once again, we're so proud to be a sponsor of your convention. And I wish I could be with you in person in fantastic Florida today. But I thank you for giving me a few minutes at the end of your day to share with you about Spoken Rx. Thanks so much for your time.
Erin, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sick and I take my prescription to the pharmacy, if I have my profile all set up, will my pharmacist be able to do my Rx label right there?
Yeah, if it is in your profile, it should be included on all of your prescriptions, even if it's a new one that comes from your doctor. Because basically when they're labeling that prescription, that's when the Spoken Rx tag goes on as well. So it's a great idea to sign up, you know, just ahead of time if you can. But even if it's last minute, you know, let them know, if it's if you haven't filled a prescription there before, you can ask even when it's your first one, you can let them know that you need Spoken Rx when you're getting that filled. Just it's better to ask them sort of before that, that first prescription is in the bag, if you will, so they can add it when they fill it.
So all pharmacies have the Rx.
Yep, all CVS pharmacies have Spoken Rx available.
Erin, this is Dan. Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Erin. So for the standalone device mm-hmm. outside of the app, you said that once you signed up, it would become available at your pharmacy?
So when you sign up, just let them know that you would like the standalone reader, and then they order it from whatever distribution center those live in, and it gets sent to your local pharmacy for you to pick up with your next prescription.
Okay. So that, because when I go to my pharmacy right now, he keeps telling me that I can't do any, he can't do anything for me till I'm signed up at corporate. So is that what we're talking about with the form?
He should be able to sign you up, but if you fill out that form, that goes to our kind of central pharmacy operations team. So that might just be able to nudge it along.
Okay.
And again, if, you know, if any of those individual issues come up, you can also email that accessibility@cvshealth.com. So that our, you know, we have a really great team in pharmacy operations that can reach out to the local stores if there are any issues like that, Dan, where, you know, they need some help in learning that process for the first time. Our team will reach out to them and get it sorted. So, of course, our goal is that you walk in, you ask for Spoken Rx, they sign you up and there aren't any hiccups. But if there are any hiccups, our teams are here to help. So.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions? We would certainly like to thank you for spending time with us today and giving us this information and for being a sponsor for FCB convention.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful rest of your convention.